It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. It's country with a twist and barbecue in your backyard. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Barbecue in your face.
Yeah, man.
Hey, yeah, we're also on the Michigan Talk Network, WBRN, and of course the internet. You can go to thegrillingguys.com and you can check out our podcast or you can stream us online at the bottom of the Jethro page or on The Grilling Guys.
Yeah, man. We're everywhere. Well, Bob.
Ubiquitous.
Right. We put together this week a kind of a rinse and repeat. And if you're a regular listener, this is a little redundant, but it just keeps happening every week, week after week. People know that we do this and they come to you and they say, hey, you know what? Especially in this spring weather we're getting in March. I mean,
look at all the phone lines dying right now. They were all lit up and they just all died
right,
when you said that.
This early spring weather that we're getting. I mean, I got flowers up in my flower beds that are blooming already, and here we are on the 9th of March. That's a little early for Michigan. But anyway, they always ask, they get the fever. It's my time for a new grill, a new smoker, a new this, and what should I get, Jop? And so we're going to cover that again, and like I said, it is a rinse and repeat, but it's never the same twice because Bob and I are old and we forget what we talk about. But anyway, so before we get into that, though, I always like to start with, did you cook anything this week that was cool and fun or
pretty boring? And I did some basic chicken and I did make some awesome Italian meatballs, but you made me think of when you're talking about the spring and all this. I volunteered us.
Oh, I'm being voluntold right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
To do Garrett's grill show.
Oh yeah.
And I believe that's early May.
Okay.
So we're gonna each take a day at that and do some outdoor grilling.
Yeah.
And that's always fun. And you know, you were talking about people are asking you about grills and that's like a daily occurrence, right? So I just went to Garrett's just the other day and they have a fantastic, I'm gonna say the nicest selection of grills in West Michigan. And they don't think they have a lot, but I shopped their competition just this last week.
Yep.
They smoke everybody.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Yeah, pun intended.
But they do that. But they do that.
They really do. So that's really cool. There have been our sponsors like since we started.
Yep.
And we're the Grilling Guys.
Yeah.
And they're the Grilling Depot.
Right.
I mean, Garrett's Appliance. I know it's a commercial, but hey, they're wonderful people and they keep us on the air. So we get to keep bugging you every Saturday morning.
Yeah, man. It's cool. So I had two cooks this past week since we've talked. The first one was just boring old chicken leg quarters, but I did them on the Tech, which is one of the kind of grills that we're going to talk about. It's an infrared grill. Bob used to rep those back in the day.
I was a kid.
I'm fortunate enough to have one. But and we'll talk about that in one of these segments about infrared. But the beauty of that is I can cook them on medium and they don't dry out because it's infrared. But the second thing is they turn out juicy and then I can turn that thing up and it gets so hot that I crisp up that skin at the end. And my family was like, oh my God, these chicken leg quarters, they're so juicy, but yet you got them crispy.
Well, it's good that you've got skin.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I tried doing skinless, boneless chicken breasts, even though I know better.
Right.
And that thing, it even on medium, the grates are so hot that meat, without the skin on, the meat sticks to the grate.
Right.
And I don't know why I did it. It's so stupid.
And that whole Maillard concept where at a certain point it releases, it doesn't if you just got the pure muscle on there.
What did you call it?
Is it called Maillard? M-Y-A-R-R-D or A-A-R-D?
Well, you're teaching me something now.
Well, anyway, it's when a piece of meat gets so hot that it doesn't stick to the grill anymore, it releases. It's a point at when it cooks and it starts to caramelize.
I've been there before.
Right.
I know
and,
that.
But anyway, I don't mean to get all technical on you. This is the part that's new, right? Because we don't ever do this stuff. Yeah.
But, not without Sobe here.
Right. But anyway, I'm sure the chefs out there are laughing at me for that explanation, but at the end of the day...
No. Oh, that's interesting.
It's when the meat stops sticking on your grill, know it's time to flip it over.
Mm-hmm.
Happens on burgers too, right?
Everything.
Yeah.
Except skinless chicken breasts on my infrared.
Right. If you put a burger on your grill and you try to run a spatula under it before it's ready to be flipped, you'll leave half of that cooked side down, and your burger all breaks apart, you know, and now you're making chili meat.
Yeah, so hit us up on Facebook if you know how to pronounce that.
Right, yeah, exactly. But then also I had the traditional, you know, from time to time I give barbecues away to charities, and a guy bought a barbecue for $40 through Ducks Unlimited last fall, and I delivered it Friday. And so it was fun. It was his company party, and they had it at a place that was kind of a recreation hall in Granville. I don't really remember the name of it, but it had pool tables and ping pong tables and darts and,
nice.
And beer ping pong and all stuff. And
not your Moose Lodge?
No. And you can rent the place and have your company party there. And I set up a little buffet line, traditional, you know, butts and chicken and.
And what'd you do that for?
It was their company.
Ducks Unlimited?
Yeah, you know, the Ducks Unlimited was where I donated the barbecue. And
I see.
The guys at Leech Food Equipment
bought
the barbecue for his company.
Okay.
So it was just one of those that was, I had to cook in the rain, though, and that was no fun.
Why?
Friday it was raining, and I got a cover over my big green egg, and that's where I did the butts. And then I put the beans on the pellet grill. So there's a couple pieces of equipment that I used for that.
What was in the rain?
Moving back and forth between my pellet grill and my smoker when I was checking things.
Well, your hair still looks really good.
Well, so. That was yesterday. So that's all good, man. but at the end of the day,
gosh, you're so dainty.
It was cold and it was wet. But, you know, you dress for it and you got your... You know, unbeknownst to you, brothers, I don't use my pellet grill too far into the garage.
If that other voice you're hearing is Scott Pastore, he's one of the owners of Jethro FM and Country with a Twist. So he's filling in for the legendary Conrad. So
Right. Welcome
to the show, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, non-legendary, but anyway.
Well, he just retired too, so
right.
So now we got him all the time.
Yeah,
so.
He doesn't have to be incognito on the radio anymore. He can actually identify who he is, right?
I think Conrad better be looking over his shoulder.
Right, yeah, that's one benefit of retirement. You can be you, baby.
Might be a new sheriff in town.
Right, yeah. Well, there's that, right? That's every retiree. I may not be better, but I'm cheaper. Yeah.
I worked the home show last weekend. And I told you before I took a job got in my old industry. I was kind of solicited by these people, and so I went back into the fireplace business, which was
nice.
Does
that make you a hoe?
If you took their money? No, I am.
Yeah. Oh, John. Yeah, you're not the hoe. You're John.
I don't know. Yeah. I forgot how to do that, but
evidently
Either way. I was fortunate enough to get an offer from a company that does fireplaces and cement blocks and stones and pavers, and they're getting big time in Grand Rapids into all this stuff. So I worked their booth at the DeVos.
Okay.
And it was so cool. I got to reconnect with so many old friends.
They remembered you.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's nice
to
be remembered.
Well, yeah, you were in that business a long time. Yeah. I mean, you knew a lot of people. So,
well, I worked those home shows since 92.
So your new employer, what do they do for the backyard guy that wants to do something cool with his yard?
Well, they bought Heritage in Kentwood on 29th Street, Heritage Fireplace.
For those that don't
know, one of my old competitors on 29th Street, really awesome little shop, small shop, but a big footprint. So we just got approval to put the whole outdoor display in and bring all of our concrete products and stone and... So it's gonna blow up over there this year.
Cool. So you're gonna do kind of an outdoor patio.
Oh yeah,
demo area.
Bunch of them. Fire pits, and it's gonna be cool.
Nice.
These guys don't do anything second rate. It's a cool group of people, and I'm having fun the first couple weeks.
Yeah. Are the fire pits gas or are they wood fired or both?
Everything. Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are a lot of places you can go and take a great look at that stuff.
And that's what I think. And I found a few more for them. So. I'm hoping that we get to have a lot of fun out there. And
yeah. Well, you will.
Maybe do a live broadcast.
Yeah, man. You know what? We could go back to that, huh, Scott? He's the guy that can say yes or
no.
Yeah,
he can plug.
Yes, right,
He can just hold the cord on the tower and while we're talking.
Right. Well, as close as it is, we'll just use an extension cord. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk about the variety of cooking devices that you could possibly put on one of your patios or your backyard. And give you the pros and cons of each. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.